Springfield, Illinois is home to a resilient and tightly knit Muslim community, one that's quietly shaped the capital through interfaith outreach and service.
An estimated 4.5 million Muslims live in the U.S., yet 40% of Americans have never spoken to one, according to the Public Religion Research Institute. Last year, anti-Muslim hate crimes were the highest since data has been kept, including the tragic killing of 6-year-old Wadi al-Fayumi in Bolingbrook.
But in Springfield, a different story is unfolding, one of unity, healing, and quiet impact. Manas Habib, a longtime Springfield resident and interfaith leader, remembers when being visibly Muslim meant facing stares, and sometimes worse. Today, she's one of the many helping to reshape the narrative through outreach and dialogue.
Places of worship were opened up to our community, where we met, we prayed, we had community potlucks. Over the 4 years it took to construct our current mosque on Stanton Avenue.
That community spirit doesn't end with adults. Children from different faiths also come together thanks to programs designed to foster understanding from a young age.
Children from all faith groups are invited to get to know each other, to visit each other's houses of worship, and they meet about 5 times a year. Often our meetings involve a service project, a craft project, and they enjoy a vegetarian meal at the end of it.
This sense of community has left a lasting impact on young Muslims who have grown up in Springfield, like Ayana Kadim.
I would say overall, growing up in the Muslim community here was quite fun and an enriching experience. Our community was small and diverse, really tight-knit, and we have people from all over. Growing up, my closest friends were like African-American, Native American, Thai, Jordanian and American, Bengali, Pakistani.
Ayana's story reflects what a 2022 study revealed. Illinois has the largest Muslim population per capita in the U.S., and that population is incredibly diverse. 35% Black, 31% Asian, 23% White, 8% Hispanic, and 4% identifying as other ethnicities.
In Springfield, this diversity is more than numbers. It's a source of strength and a catalyst for connection. The Islamic Society of Greater Springfield, also known as ISOGS, has been central to that effort, organizing everything from interfaith dinners to educational workshops. Religious leaders from different backgrounds collaborate regularly, underscoring shared values like generosity, service, and neighborliness. Dr. Yahya Zeno, a physician and president of the ISOGS board, sees that diversity firsthand.
Springfield has a diverse Muslim population that has been expanding over the last few decades. We have Muslims from all different backgrounds, including numerous countries. And also we have Muslims who are native, born and grew up here in Springfield. We have multiple nationalities, Pakistan from Syria, from Arab people from Africa and Albania, European people from Yemen. And also we have a lot of people who were born here and they went to school here. Some of them went far to different states and came back to Springfield. You can meet a lot of people who are here in Springfield.
Beyond who makes up this community is the question of how they see themselves. Not just as Muslims, but as empowered American citizens.
First of all Muslims in Springfield, they want to keep their identity. They want to raise their kids up in a way they are Muslims. They are able to practice their religion freely. And also, they need to learn how to read the Quran. They want all of that. And they need to establish these educational programs that default back home. But here, it's a little bit different. There is more challenge because we have to establish these educational programs for them. They have to feel proud, both Muslims and also American citizens. It's very important for them to feel this way. So we want them to be empowered.
In a time when hate often dominates headlines, the Muslim community in Springfield offers another narrative, one of hope, resilience, and belonging. Through faith, service, and deep-rooted relationships, they're helping to bridge divides and build a stronger, more united city.